presenting.
Rolling.
Roland Martin from our Washington, D.C. studios. Happy King Weekend.
Yes, indeed. Big, big weekend, Washington, D.C. Inauguration of President, the second inauguration for President Barack Obama. And so we'll be broadcasting live on TV One on Monday, 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to that. You will be here. And in full effect. So looking forward to it. And we'll, in Sybil this Sunday, we'll look back on the 2009 inauguration.
Wonderful.
On Washington Watch this Sunday, 11 a.m. All right,
Tom.
One
of the coldest days in history.
Oh, yes, my Lord. Do not remind me. Do not remind me how cold it was out there. Man, let's see. You have the duper, Manti. Now you have the doper, Lance Armstrong. Last night, the interview with Oprah Winfrey aired on OWN TV. And so wanted to get the perspective. Sports writer Bomani Jones, his thoughts are on the Lance Armstrong mea culpa. Bomani, what do you think, man? Did Lance convince you of anything? He appeared to be mighty, you know, scripted as opposed to heartfelt, I suppose.
Yeah, I saw a lot more mea than I saw culpa out of Lance Armstrong in that. And it kind of defeated the purpose of going on with Oprah Winfrey, because Oprah's still good at bringing out the humanity in just about everyone. And Aaron Armstrong just seemed like, look, I got a script, and I'm not going to break anything that involved that is outside of that statute of limitations or within that statute of limitations. I don't think it accomplished what he was looking for.
Well, I was watching it, and so even when he calls himself, he tried to say, well, you know, I was a bully and everything along those lines. It just seems it was so forced, if you will, and he didn't really lay out how they cheated. He just admitted to it, but then it says, you know, I don't want to talk about anybody else.
Yeah, he's trying to do the bare minimum, it sounds like, so he can come back and compete in those triathlons. And like I say, if his goal was to try to get America on his side or behind him, it didn't work, because he didn't seem to feel bad about a single thing that he did. And I'm not saying he's required to, but normally you go on Oprah to cry in front of America, not to stand to be so composed.
Go back to that, man. What was his purpose for doing this?
It looks like he's trying to get back and compete in these triathlons that he's in, because he can't win the bike races, but they got bike races in the triathlons, so he can blow people away at that sort of stuff. So he just wants to come back. So he wanted to make clear that he did not cheat when he came back in the tour, because that is not outside the statute of limitations on the drug use. So he's like, oh, no, I didn't cheat within the last 5 years.
So he's doing this so he can compete in the triathlon.
He wants to compete in the triathlon, and he's been trying to do these triathlons, and since he was banned, people were kind of, you know, changing things around, so folks who had trained for these triathlons were not getting the certification for their competition, because that would have to get dropped so that Lance Armstrong could participate. I mean, he looks like a sociopath out there. He is still entirely in this for Lance Armstrong.
Now, he can still make money.
He's trying to figure out a way, and he's going to need to. He took out about a $2 million line of credit on his house. I mean, he's preparing for the worst.
Well, and it was interesting, again, when you look at motive and when you look at past, examples, I guess President Bill Clinton, when he kept lying to the American people and then finally, he came clean. In this case, I mean, he literally was attacking people who said that he doped and was just blasting them, sued a UK paper as well. Now all of a sudden it's going, nah, doc, no, you have no sympathy from anybody.
Right, and to be clear, he was suing regular people. It wasn't like he was suing people that could go out and get their own lawyers. He was suing people that could do absolutely nothing in return. And when he talked about that last night, he didn't seem to feel bad about it. He's like, yeah, I know that was kind of messed up, wasn't it? But you didn't get the feeling like he actually thought that he had done something wrong. Like I said, you go on Oprah so that Oprah can let you cry, and Oprah looks so frustrated in dealing with him. She's like, I make people cry. You're not giving me any insight whatsoever in how I'm going to make you cry.
So, Roland, what is Oprah going to talk about in part two?
That's hell if I know. I mean, right, because
that's what everybody's asking, Roland.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the two of them going for a bike ride. I don't know.
I get it.
So, Bomani, you watching part two?
Oh, yeah, no, he's going to talk about cancer and his work with those people, and maybe about the fact that he doesn't actually raise money for cancer research. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Huh? All righty. Well, we'll check out the doper himself, Lance Armstrong, on OWN TV. Bomani Jones, thanks a bunch.